This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
One, two, three. Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? It's been said that an apple a day keeps the doctor away, or does it? It's time to get a new prescription for your life. Get ready for your daily dose of Healthy Talk Radio, the show that's empowering your health. And now, here's America's health and lifestyle coach.
Live. Do you want to get well? This is a show where your health is your wealth. Thriving is more important than just surviving, and the only thing lost are those unwanted pounds. This is Healthy Talk Radio, from heart disease, aches and pains, to even your basic cough and sneeze. This is Talk Radio that helps you get well, stay well, and live well. Phone lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. It's a new prescription for a new you, America. You know, whatever we struggle with, it seems to be a lot these days with our health. And we get all kinds of diagnoses. The doctors, well, we have to do everything we can. Diagnose, as we call, disease, and do everything by the book. And at the end of the day, though, you've got to think, gosh, is there anything I can do? Is there anything more I can do, or just be stuck with the diagnosis? But there is. It comes down to lifestyle choices. So the things that you, the foods that you eat, the exercise that you get or don't get, the water you drink or don't drink, the rest that you get or don't get enough of. All these are lifestyle choices. And over a period of time, they accumulate into our health account. So the question is, what kind of choices are you making, and are they making a big difference in your life? Because if you do the same thing over and over again and expect a different result, what is that? It's the definition of insanity. So the question is, are you making better choices? And we want to encourage you on this show to be able to do that. All it takes is a decision that you want to get well. Everything else will fall into line, but when your mind is right, everything else will come right into line. 888-283-7272. Lines are open. You can give me a call right now. We're going to go to Rick. Hi, Rick. Welcome to the show.
I have an autoimmune disease called Wiener's granulomatosis.
Sure.
And I'm curious if there's any nutritional recommendations that you may have.
Well, what have you done so far? Let's talk about that.
Well, I've taken the typical treatments. I'm on a methotrexate on the weekends. I occasionally take a prednisone during the week, folic acid, calcium and vitamin D. But that's about it. I don't have the doctors that I've talk to don't really have any recommendations other than, no alcohol.
Right. So at the end of the day, they just kind of said, this is all we know, and that's all we can do, and it just kind of is what it is, right?
Pretty much.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, being that it's autoimmune, you always want to make sure that you do everything you can to lower inflammation in the body. So your foods are going to be important, just like anything else. It always starts there. And so the best thing you can do is to start changing that. So have you made any changes in your diet, and have you made any changes in your lifestyle? Talk to me about it a little bit. Just, what are some of the things you've done?
Well, there are some foods I don't eat that, at least in the beginning, it seemed to give me real problems. If I have a lot of caffeine, it doesn't seem to help. So I try to limit that, but I don't do a very good job. The lifestyle, I work a lot. I'm not overweight, and so I don't. My job provides plenty of exercise, and occasionally I'll go to the gym and work out, but not real often. And so I didn't know if there was some sort of, vitamin regimen or something that would help. you know, keep things in line. Basically, this thing causes vasculitis.
Oh, yeah,
it does. In my system. And so it mainly affects my sinuses and my feet. But outside of that, I guess it's what they call limited wiggers.
It is. But, you know, the thing is with that condition, there's no silver bullet. And if you're looking for that, I wish I could tell you that there's one thing that's been used for 200 years and and it works great, but it's just not. It's more of a comprehensive approach of really changing and cutting out the inflammation in the body. That's one of the top things you can do. I mean, the basics, such as making sure you're getting plenty of fish oil, vitamin D, making sure you're getting plenty of probiotics, enzymes to break your food down. I'll tell you, proteolytic enzymes can be helpful just because they help break down the excess proteins, and that's been shown in this condition to be an issue where you're not breaking your proteins down very well, and that can lead to some of this. So that's one thing you can focus on and look at. Keeping the liver as healthy as possible is going to be another thing. Of course, there's all kinds of things you can do from liver cleanses to milk thistle, and of course, making sure you're getting the right kind of foods. The big precursor is for me with these types of conditions is everybody wants to take a supplement, but I'm a bigger fan of foods. And I really believe that if you put the right things in the body, then over a period of time, the body will respond in kind, it'll respond well. And, you know, based on what your body genetically is doing at this point, then the better raw materials you can put in, the better outcome you're going to have on the way out. Because like you know, this type of condition, it's very challenging. There's a strong genetic component to it, and so you're dealing with that, unfortunately. But you've got a big kind of handle in this because you're in control of your choices. So if you choose to eat a bunch of junk and you choose to drink sodas and drink and eat poorly, which I'm not saying you do, I'm just saying that if you choose that, then obviously the outcome of what you're dealing with is going to be a lot worse, right? So the greatest thing you have in the palm of your hand is your ability to choose. And so as long as you're choosing wisely, making good, healthy choices, we've lifestyled our way into getting sick. But the good news is that you can always lifestyle your way out. Get well, stay well, and live well. That's important. Raymond in Winston-Salem, North Carolina, says, I'm a 45-year young single dad of three. I have very busy schedule every single day, hectic days, actually. He said, recently I've been suffering from tension headaches. Can you help? Well, I think that just being a single dad of three would be a tension headache and the challenges that go along with that. But tension headaches, a lot of times, they can come from blood pressure-related issues, and they can also come from nutritional deficiencies. However, typically, if your stress levels are high and you don't exercise much, that's the first thing I would encourage you to do is to get on a regular routine because that can help with tension headaches. Also, rebounding has been shown to be helpful, just jumping up and down on a mini trampoline.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Are you looking to grow your business? Then let me introduce you to my good friends at PG Media. PG Media are the creative branding experts when it comes to your business. Digital is the new word of mouth, and PG Media will help you expand your brand with innovative website design, fast turnaround, quality customer service, and the best affordable pricing. Call my good friends at PG Media today at 888-414-7454. That's 888-414-7454, and use promo code 1191 or go to PIJI.media.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. We'll be back in a moment.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home.
Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Hi, my name is Scott Fuchs, teacher and rowing coach for over 14 years. I was sluggish, overweight, on prescription drugs, and only 30-something. Fortunately, I was referred to Dr. Z, and happy to say Dr. Z's all-natural protocols over a consistent course resolved my health issues. I'm in the best shape of my life, and most importantly, on zero medications.
I'm Dr. Zdanowski, author of Evology, trained as a primary care physician, surgical manipulation under anesthesia, expert in nutrition, diet, weight loss, immune system, and I specialize in chiropractic. My 15 years of professional experience has taught me the four keys to vibrant health: a balanced musculoskeletal system, an integrated nervous system, a flowing lymphatic system, and a body filled with over 90 essential nutrients. This has been a secret too long. Actualize your potential. Reverse disease. Call me, Dr. Z. 201-945-1177. 201-945-1177. EvolveYourself.com.
To find out more, connect with On Call Radio online at InShapeNetwork.com.
Make it part of the show. Also, don't forget, our preferred wellness providers or healthcare providers in your area that believe the same way we do. Nutrition and lifestyle-based care to take you from where you are to where you need to be. And the network of these folks are growing every single day. Just let our team members know, and we'll get you the help that you need. Cheryl, you're next with us on the show. How can I help?
I've got a real bad back. I've had it for about 7 or 8 years now. I'm on medication. I've been through all the epidurals and the radio frequency where they burn the nerves out. But lately it's my legs are so bad that I get maybe an hour's sleep. If I even touch my legs together, it's unbearable, the pain. I don't know. Feels like it's either in my muscles or the bones all the way down my legs. It's not sciatic. I've had that before, so it's not that. I've started taking numerous amounts of vitamins. The magnesium helps some. I take that. I take Noni. I take B-complex, the D's.
You're taking all these supplements. You're taking all these supplements for back pain?
Well, I'm taking it just to try to feel better. My pain level is at a point right now. I'm doing good to walk at all.
Okay.
I'm pretty much bedridden right now. Maybe I can get up, stand up, maybe 3 or 4 minutes at a time. It's gotten unbearable. It's unbearable.
Bless your heart.
My blood pressure today was way up. Last month when I went to my doctor, it was 71 over 59. Now today it was 145 over 94. But I was in a lot of pain when I went today.
The pain itself just is isolated in the lower back? Does it go down the legs or?
Oh, both legs.
Both legs.
It was just sciatica, I believe. But now, I know they said I needed both hips replaced. So I know, I've got a lot of arthritis in my legs, too. But it feels like it's my muscles or my bones all the way down through my legs or muscle. I don't know.
Have you had your vitamin D levels checked in blood work?
No, I take 200-400 milligrams of D night.
I understand, but it doesn't matter. What I'm saying is, have you had it checked with blood work?
No.
Because just taking 800 IUs of vitamin D is not going to do a whole lot, especially if you're really deficient and you've got this kind of pain going on. A lot of times, pain like this can be a result of a very low level of vitamin D over a long period of time. And your numbers on the range in the blood test, what your physician can do, are between 30 and about 100. And you always want the numbers to be on the high end of the range, so between about 70 and 90 is a real good place to keep those numbers. You might want to talk to your doctor about that. But have you done any type of evaluation by either an osteopathic physician or a chiropractic physician? Have you gone to any of those treatment methods?
Oh, yeah. I got bacterial meningitis back in 2005 after an epidural. So for about a year, I quit really on all of that. I was taking a morphine base for pain, but then I contracted mania, so they told me not to go back on the morphine-based items. So I'm pretty much off of everything. I tried Opana last month. I tried to get off all of them, so I went to a 5-milligram Opana.
So if you've got pain in both legs, and how long did you go see? Did you see an osteopath or did you see a chiropractic physician?
Oh, I haven't seen a chiropractor. They told me not to go to that. I've had a neurosurgeon, two neurosurgeons, and one orthopedic surgeon that told me that surgery for my back was out of the question, that there was no option for that because of the multi-levels of it.
Right.
The stenosis and the degenerative disc. I've got almost all levels are bulging. I've got still two herniated. I go back for my next MRI next week. I have to wait a year each time, so I'm going to go back next week for that and see how
that goes. If you haven't gone to see a chiropractic physician, I think you might want to go have a consultation with one. Because if you've gone every route possible, which it sounds, just by listening to you, it sounds like you've been all the way around the gamut, then the most natural way with back pain and with any type of spinal care that's non-surgical, either a chiropractic physician or an osteopathic physician, which is a DO that still actually practices that sort of therapy, is a really good route to get some kind of consultation. I mean, if you're going non-surgical and you want to be as natural as possible, I would at least get some form of consultation at that point just to see what they could offer, because with you being in that much pain, the pills aren't going to do it. All you're doing is putting a Band-Aid over it at this point, and you're just masking it, and it's managing, but it's not going to get to the root cause of anything. And unless you've gone that route and at least seen if it's going to help your body, I would definitely look down that road. A lot of people can knock that type of care, but it's actually some of the best care you can get with what you're dealing with if it's non-surgical, highly trained. So when you say they told you not to go see it, I mean, see a chiropractic physician, I disagree with that. That's like they saying don't go see an acupuncturist, or they saying who's they. I wouldn't really give a rip. If it was my body, I would want every bit of analysis I could get if I'm in pain. So there's no wonder supplement, the Noni and all this other stuff you're taking, that's not going to get to the root cause at all. When you got chronic pain, a couple things to think about. One, have your structure looked at by someone that's a structural expert, like an osteopath or a chiropractic physician. Two, you want to cut down inflammation in the body by the foods that you eat, because your foods are everything. So you might want to look at like a good anti-inflammatory diet that could be helpful, and that can lay the foundation. Not to go against what your doctors are saying, but you've got to think about yourself too and make your own choices.
Hi, this is America's Lifestyle Coach. When it comes to digestive health, probiotics are the key. Why do employees, owners, and managers of health food stores take Theralac more than any other brand? Results. Fast results. In fact, Theralac is the most potent medicinal brand probiotic in existence. With patented stomach acid resistance delivery and prebiotic guaranteed potency, Theralac restores regularity while providing all the long-term benefits of superior probiotic supplements. Don't be fooled by probiotic products that promise higher potency or more strains of beneficial bacteria. High potency means nothing without proper delivery. Theralac is formulated for powerful results. Theralac, the high-potency probiotic with strength, delivery, and stimulation, supporting your digestion, regularity, and immunity. Theralac, available in the refrigerated section of your favorite health food store. For more information, go to Theralac.com.
To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. We'll be right back.
Have you checked your ECS lately? We have. We are New Pharma, scientists who specialize in human functions controlled by the endocannabinoid system, or ECS. Let me simplify. Your ECS is involved in physiological processes like appetite, pain sensation, mood, memory, and immune systems. New Pharma's patent-pending science is the big difference in our natural solutions, formulated for your well-being. For example, our foundation product provides targeted nutrition to
support a healthy endocannabinoid system, which is directly responsible for managing and controlling inflammation. This product contains turmeric, which is known as one of the best anti-inflammatories on the planet. Our allergies product contains sage, which is a very effective decongestant. See all of our amazing capsules, essential oils, and ECS herbal teas at GNUPHARMA.com. New Pharma. Your path to wellness begins here.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect and may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back. Because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Find out more, visit the show online, InShapeNetwork.com.
You know, our DNA, they're saying, now may decide how nice we are. Think about that for a minute. Now we're blaming it on the genetics, right? If somebody's a jerk, they flip you off when you're driving down the road. Just say, it's in their DNA, they can't help it. So they're saying, are nice people really born that way? Well, partly a new study suggests, but genes don't tell the whole story. They say the new research adds to the evidence linking specific genes to kindness and generosity. But these traits are also influenced by views about whether the world was a threatening or non-threatening place. So parents, obviously that plays a big role in your part. So although DNA may influence behavior, people do not come pre-programmed to be kind or mean or altruistic or selfish, says lead researcher Michael Pollan, PhD. at the University of Buffalo. He says, we're not just puppets of our genes, Poland said. Genes influence niceness in combination with perceptions of social threat, which come by our past and present experiences. Poland and colleagues from the University of Buffalo and the University of California, Irvine, focused on the research in closely related hormones, oxytocin and vasopressin, which have previously been linked to social behaviors, including love, generosity, and empathy. So they wanted to find out how expression of the two genes interacted with people's experiences and feelings to affect behavior. To do this, they surveyed people via the internet about their views on civic responsibility, such as whether they considered it their duty to report crimes or pay taxes, and whether they participated in charitable activities such as giving blood or attending PTA meetings. A lot of fun that is, for sure. PTA. Not knocking the PTA, I'm just saying. So the study participants were also asked if they viewed other people as basically good or bad, and if they saw the world as more threatening than non-threatening. About 700 of those who participated also provided saliva samples for DNA analysis, which showed that whether they had specific genetic receptors for oxytocin or vasopressin, that they'd been linked to traits associated with niceness. The people who reported finding the world to be a threatening place were generally less likely to exhibit social behaviors linked to niceness, such as charitable giving, unless they had these versions of the genes. So the study appears in this month's issue of the Journal of Physiological Science. It's interesting, though. We all have different personality types. And, of course, even though we can have a genetic link there, the social interaction from when you're a child and how you view the world, your surroundings, your environment, they do play a role. I do believe, though, regardless, that we can put it all on environment. We can put it on genetics. But at the end of the day, it comes down to choice, because anyone can choose to rise above where they come from or to rise above the hate, rise above the hate. So anyone can rise above. They really can. But you have to choose it. And you have to work on yourself and realize that your circumstances and your upbringing don't determine who you are, unless you want it to. If you want it to, then it will. But it doesn't have to. And you can determine how you're going to choose to treat others, to impact others, to be selfish or not, to make a difference or not. But it all comes down to you. I believe that we have the power to choose. And it's up to us to make the right choices in all of that. 888-283-7272. Lines are open. Questions about your health. Let's go now to Mike. Hi, Mike.
My question is, do you have an opinion of taking food-grade diatomaceous earth?
All right, now let me catch you on this one. Do I have any information or do I have an opinion on eating dirt?
Well, it's diatomaceous earth, E-A-R-T-H, which is dirt.
Let's just call it what it is.
Okay, so what it is, all right.
I mean, you can dress it up all you want to.
Yeah.
But the bottom line is, do I think it's okay to eat dirt?
I guess so, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that's the bottom. It's the bottom line, right?
Well, it's, I don't know. Online, it's there were some testimonials of supposed to cure or lower blood pressure and cholesterol and other things. So.
Let me tell you something.
Uh-huh.
Here's the deal. When you grow vegetables, where do they grow from?
Well, they grow out of the dirt. Huh?
Yeah. Yeah. So they grow out of the dirt. And the reality is that pretty much everything we eat that's of good value comes out of the ground. Regardless of your belief system, we're all made from dirt, right? So,
yep.
Dust of the earth, however you want to call it. But yeah, I mean, at the end of the day, everything comes from that. So yeah, I mean, is it good for you? Absolutely. And the soil determines the quality of the food, right? So the better the soil, the better the food, right?
Yeah.
So vegetables and whatnot. So if the soil's bad, the food's bad. If the soil's good, the food's pretty good. So the reality is the greatest thing about dirt is that it can provide what we have soil-based organisms, healthy bacteria that can increase our immune system and increase our flora, bacterial flora. And there have been supplements made, actually, based around that concept. But it's always good, I think, to get good soil-based organisms as part of your diet. And I think you ought to eat dirt. I mean, it's not going to hurt you. You want to go eat dirt, man? All power to you. If you want to go spend $80 a month on dirt because it's supposed to be the special dirt from wherever, knock yourself out. It's not going to make you sick. Probably help your bacterial gut and your flora. But is it the wonder cure-all, and it's going to make your blood pressure go down, and it's going to... Let me ask you a question. Let me just ask this real quick.
All right.
What have you been diagnosed with at this point?
Oh, with nothing.
Okay, nothing. So you're looking just for prevention.
Well, excuse me. Pardon me. I do have high cholesterol, like 220 or something like 230.
Did they put you in a statin drug?
No.
So they just said, let's watch it, right?
Exactly. But I was actually going online and looking for, believe it or not, a flea killer. Get this, I mean, and this diatomaceous earth came up, right? And as I was reading through there, it was also a food-grade diatomaceous earth. And I started reading these testimonials from folks about who were taking it, and supposedly it drops your cholesterol. So I just wanted to get your opinion.
Yeah, I totally get it. But the thing is...
Yeah.
That the dirt itself is not going to drop your cholesterol, and it's not going to change your blood pressure and all that. That's just a bunch of bunk. I mean, if you want to change your blood pressure, start exercising more, eat healthy, and, you know, eat better organic foods. And there's some strategic things you can do for cholesterol, such as keeping the liver healthy, because the cholesterol is produced in the liver. And so you can do a liver cleanse. I talk a lot about that in my book. There's ways to do that. You can use milk thistle. You can cut down on the saturated fats. You can increase your healthy fats like your fish oils, your almonds, your avocados, those kind of things, which makes a huge difference in your lipid profile and your cholesterol. So, I mean, there's a lot of things you can do. Red yeast rice is really good for cholesterol. Eating eggs every single day will just plummet your cholesterol and get it back into the normal range. The egg yolk contains components that has been proven to help lower cholesterol. It's the opposite of conventional thought, where it will make your cholesterol worse. That's kind of old news from the 50s. But yeah, I mean, there's a lot you can do. I'm not a big fan. I don't like silver bullets because there's no free lunch. All right. I mean, at the end of the day, I don't care who comes out with some wonder, whatever, with all this research, and they found the secret ingredient in the bottom of the tip of India by the Indian Ocean, and these people live to be 195 years old, and we've now brought it to America, and we put it in a bottle, and now this multi-level marketing company, we have the answer. And we want you to go tell all our friends. And I'm not knocking that. I'm not knocking MLMs or anything like that, or any of that thing. I'm not at all. As I think they do good work, a lot of the companies do, and I think the concept of building people, I'm not knocking any of that. I think it's cool. So, but I'm just saying, the concept of the silver bullet, if you notice, they come and go. If you look at them, they have come, they've been hot, and then they've gone. And notice that if everybody was drinking some juice or taking some pill, then the hospitals would just all close down because, I mean, we would just, everybody be healthy. I take my two pills and take my greens and my reds and take my, you know, drink my liquid. And then, hey, you know, I don't have cancer anymore. And hey, and everybody would just be healthy. Doesn't work like that. There's a lot of strategy into making better lifestyle choices. And I'm not saying this. You're just getting me on a tangent because of the concept of it. Is the dirt okay? I'm sure it's fine. But so is the dirt, you know, in certain areas where they're nutrient rich, and you know the foods are going to serve you. And 3 years ago, drinking more water and sleeping better and cutting down the stress, all these kind of basic things that we talk about here on the show, literally, man, they really matter and they really make a big difference. And you'll see things come and go. You'll read some really cool things and think, man, that could be really healthy. If you already have a good foundation, then that's great. Then if you want to take a little dirt, drink a little juice, take a couple of pills here, it's no problem because you've got your foundation strong. Problem is that people don't have a good foundation and they want to take the wonder pills and then they still don't get the results they need. So There's my 2 cents or 4 cents or 6 cents, whatever you want to call it. Thanks for the call. 888-283-7272. Lines are open. You can check us out online. Shoot me an email. Be glad to make it part of the show. And don't forget our preferred wellness providers. These are healthcare providers in your area that believe all this stuff that we talk about here on the show. We'll be right back.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out Slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's Slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of the Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said, "Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up?" And I said, "Sure, Ryan," and in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
Expand your brand with PG Media. PG Media are the digital business and branding experts with innovative and affordable website design, fast turnaround, and amazing customer service. Call my good friends at PG Media today at 888-414-7454. That's 888-414-7454. Or visit PIJImedia.com. That's PIJImedia.com. And use promo code 1191. Always check with your personal physician before applying any health information provided on this show. More Healthy Talk Radio when we come back.
So are you tired of being tired? Well, then it's time to get the tea. Hey, it's Lisa here to tell you about this all-natural, all-organic tea I've been drinking that has had great results for over 20 years. It's called Life Change Tea, and it's specially formulated to help detoxify and cleanse your kidneys, liver, colon, and blood all at once. The colon is one of the most ignored organs in the human body. The faster that waste is eliminated from the body, the less time that waste sits in our intestines spreading toxins to our bloodstream. This tea helps cleanse chemicals caused by outside intruders from our entire digestive system, and get this, weight loss can be a side effect. And with continued use of the tea, you can experience clearer, healthier, younger looking skin, increased energy, and a happier outlook on life. So if you're tired of being tired, get the Life Change Tea at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com, and like me, you'll be glad you did.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
On-Call Radio, and watch On-Call TV at InShapeNetwork.com.
Whatever you're struggling with, understand this. The body changes every single day. So each day, old cells die off, new cells form. That's good news. You know why? Because our body completely turns over about every year. So that means we get a brand new body every so often. And so with that, and I'll give you some hope, because if you've been living a certain way for a certain period of time, you can change. So if it's weight loss or if it's blood pressure or cholesterol or whatever it is, anxiety, depression, you don't have to be stuck where you are. There's a lot of things you can do to change. The body's pretty amazing in how it can adapt. And I was talking with another colleague, physician friend of mine, and we were just talking about how the body is so resilient, and it is amazing how the body can regenerate and how it can change. But you have to give the right fuel, you have to give it the right tools, you have to give it the right stuff that it needs so it can change. But the question is, are you willing to do that? Because no one else can make those kind of decisions but you. Only you can. Let's go to Roger now. Roger, welcome to the show. How can I help?
Well, thanks for taking my call. I was diagnosed 22 years ago with chronic fatigue syndrome, and I've went to many doctors and went to many meetings with people who went to many doctors. Seemed like nobody got help other than a temporary help, and then they were back to being extremely tired, fatigued, trouble with their concentration. So presently I'm seeing a doctor, and I wonder what your opinion is on chelation treatment.
Chelation for chronic fatigue or just chelation in general?
Well, both, because that's what he's treating me with, this chelation, with trying to remove toxic metals that I had tests done through hair analysis that showed I was high in lead, cadmium, and some other metal. And his belief is that would cause the symptoms of chronic fatigue if you have these heavy metals.
Yeah, they can. I agree with that. And I've seen a lot of research behind that. So, yeah, I mean, that can be a root cause. But, I mean, you've had all the blood testing done, right? And they said everything was fine. All your hormones, everything, they've checked. And they've checked cortisol levels. They've checked everything, right?
Yeah, many doctors have over the years. And everything was normal and very good. But cortisol was off, which I believe is to your adrenal glands. Someone said I probably burned out my adrenal glands with a business I had working many hours under a lot of stress. And that's why my cortisol levels are probably off.
Yeah.
They were very low in the morning and then started to go up, where they're supposed to be very high in the morning and come down. And testosterone was a little bit low. And I'm a male, 58 years old.
Okay. Well, I mean, all those can play a big role. I think going down the chelation route is not a bad thing, but there's probably more to it than that, of why your body's kind of in this rut and why you're in a place where you're just constantly tired. The adrenal gland concept of being burned out is definitely a good theory.
And if you are working a lot of long hours and you do go really hard at a business, it can completely just completely wear you out. So that is one thing you definitely got to be concerned about. But the recovery process is what you have to look at. So is that the right thing? Well, maybe as far as chelation goes, is it bad? No. Is it the answer? I don't know that it is, because there's probably more factors to that. And that's a long conversation, but just briefly with the time we have, do you wake up tired and have a lot of energy at night currently?
It fluctuates from time to time. It could be times where I get up and I'm tired from the morning throughout the day. It could get up where I feel good in the morning, but then an hour or two, like after I would, you know, get washed, I could be tired. It could be I'm good after I wash and get something to eat, then I'm extremely tired. It varies. It fluctuates. But
how long
it's rare
that
I ever have one whole day, let alone two whole days in a row, where I'd be like, say I was, I don't know, 30 years ago, where I wasn't so tired all the time.
Okay, but how long has it been since you've been this tired? I mean, 2 years, what's the exact time frame?
22 years it started, but that was extremely bad for the first 4 years. I hardly got out of the house for the first 4 years, and I slept, there were times I slept 20 hours out of 24 hours in a day for the first 4 years, and then it got better, and then it starts to go up and down like a roller coaster.
When did you have this business that you were talking about that just wore you out?
I stopped 22 years ago, and then the wife tried to run it, but she couldn't, and closed it down about 3 years after I stopped working there.
And what have you been doing since that for 20 years? Have you worked?
Well, now part-time as a tutor, because I went trying to go back to school to try to get an education to get another job. And I went from starting with RN nursing and then switched to biotech, and I got a 4-year degree in biotechnology, but there doesn't seem to be jobs out there. So I was doing tutoring for a while. Then the school laid me off because they said financial difficulties of the cutbacks from states and government money.
So 22 years ago, you had a job and a business that you were doing great in, but it kind of folded. So during that time before that, you had a lot of energy, right, when you were running the business?
Yes.
Yeah, blowing and going, right?
Yes.
Yeah, so a big thing is with men is we get a lot of who we are and our energy from our purpose in life and what we do. So for 22 years, the business folded. Your wife couldn't run it. She folded it. You feel like a failure, like it just completely came in glued. You've never been able to really recover and produce from there. My challenge to you is come out of the fog that you're in is to find what you're passionate about and begin working. Now, I don't care if you're 58, it doesn't matter what your age is, and get back into a real steady purpose and see what that will do for your overall health. Believe it or not, that's one of the biggest keys in chronic fatigue and underlying fatigue are those kind of issues. Puts another hour in the charts. We'll be right back with more Healthy Talk Radio.
This show is designed to provide accurate information of a general nature on the subject matter covered, and given with the understanding that neither the host nor the station is engaged with rendering any form of medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. This information is not approved by the FDA and is not intended to diagnose, prevent, treat, or cure any disease. Always seek the advice of a licensed physician with any question you may have.
Hi, this is America's Lifestyle Coach. When it comes to digestive health, probiotics are the key. Why do employees, owners, and managers of health food stores take Theralac more than any other brand? Results. Fast results. In fact, Theralac is the most potent medicinal brand probiotic in existence. With patented stomach acid resistance delivery and prebiotic guaranteed potency, Theralac restores regularity while providing all the long-term benefits of superior probiotic supplements. Don't be fooled by probiotic products that promise higher potency or more strains of beneficial bacteria. High potency means nothing without proper delivery. Theralac is formulated for powerful results. Theralac, the high-potency probiotic with strength, delivery, and stimulation, supporting your digestion, regularity, and immunity. Theralac, available in the refrigerated section of your favorite health food store. For more information, go to Theralac.com.